Next patient is Gloria Patterson. The last name is P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. This is a clinical case of a 76-year-old white female that has a single kidney, the right one that is functional. The left one is non-functional due to recurrent infections. The patient is followed because of CKD stage 4. The patient had laboratory workup that was done on October the 17th, 2023, in which the serum creatinine went up to 2.52 with a BON of 45 and an estimated GFR that is 19 mLs per minute. In other words, there was a decrease in the kidney function. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with the one point one grams of protein in per gram of creatinine, which is significant. Period. The patient has the tendency to develop hyperkalemia, and for that reason we have not been able to prescribe finerenone. The patient was advised to take Farxiga in order to improve and protect the kidneys and the cardiovascular protection. However, the patient states that she doesn't feel good when she takes the Farxiga. After some time, she says that she could try to take and pay more attention to the medication and deal with the sugar situation if it is present. Hopefully, we will be able to arrest the increase in the protein excretion. Number two, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today, 125 over 55. It is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia that has been under control. The total cholesterol is 144, the LDL is 76, and the HDL is 52. The patient is followed at the cancer center. For the carcinoma of the breast, and for the anemia. This time we have an iron saturation of 16%, and the patient, as I said, goes twice a month to the Florida Cancer Center. Following number, the patient has the hyperuricemia that is treated and controlled with the administration of allopurinol. Following number, osteoarthritis, most likely associated to the obesity. Following number, obesity, she has a BMI that is 34. Following following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease with well-preserved left ventricular function, ejection fraction between 60 and 65%. And the patient is followed by cardiology. Following number, the patient continues to have stress incontinence and relapsing urinary tract infections that are treated by the urologist from time to time. Following number, the hemoglobin A1C is 5.7. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes with the face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.